KLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Amazon slapped with a lawsuit by the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC alleging the e-commerce giant used deceptive practices and patterns to get people to sign up for Prime. ABC's Mike Dubusky has details.
The agency says those patterns amounted to design choices made on the website. In one example the FTC gives, Amazon's checkout page shows multiple options by which to subscribe to Prime, with a less prominent way to check out normally. The suit also claims the company knowingly made the cancellation process for Prime more complicated.
The race to locate the missing submersible off the coast of Nova Scotia so far turning up nothing, even as military teams detect underwater noises. There's less than 24 hours of oxygen left for the five people on board, who set off Sunday to tour the Titanic wreckage. Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve chief, telling lawmakers on Capitol Hill inflation has moderated from last year's peaks, but he says it's still too high and that will likely mean more interest rate hikes this year. This is ABC News. New records set in Texas as temperatures rose well above 100 degrees yesterday. One town along the border with Mexico reached 118, and so far there's no relief in sight.
The operators of the Texas power grid are pleading with home and business owners to curtail their use of electricity to prevent a massive meltdown. Advice from the pros.
If you have ceiling fans in a house, run those. It's going to draw a lot less electricity than the air conditioner will.
Vic Fredlin runs an HVAC company in Austin. In the kitchen, he says.
If you're running a 400-degree oven, then you're creating more heat.
Texas set an all-time record for power consumption on Monday. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Advocates for transgender youth welcome a major decision from an Arkansas judge who struck down the country's first ban on gender-affirming care for children, saying it's unconstitutional. At least 17 other states have similar laws, and nearly all have been challenged in court. The Arkansas Attorney General plans to appeal. Lindsay Watts, ABC News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Well, the economy is doing well, but thousands of people in Wisconsin are still losing their jobs. 26 or so Wisconsin companies have filed layoff notices since January, throwing more than 3,000 people out of work. The Journal Sentinel reports the biggest layoffs this year so far have happened at Marshfield Health, which cut 480 jobs, blaming rising labor costs, inflation, and lower reimbursements. Cardinal Stritch University in Milwaukee cut about as many jobs when it closed its doors last month. And Eau Claire's Hutchison Technology is trimming its ranks of workers this year by 287. State law requires employers to notify the state when they downsize. There's a deal to keep roads on the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation in northern Wisconsin open to the public for at least another month. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Lac des Flambeaux Reservation officials and town officials agreed in March to remove the barricades preventing non-tribal members from accessing roads. The tribe claims that are on property no longer protected by easement agreements. That deal to remove the barricades was set to expire in the middle of this month, but has been extended to the middle of July, while both parties continue negotiations. According to officials familiar with the agreement, the town is paying the Lac des Flambeaux tribe roughly $20,000 a month to keep the roads open until a permanent solution is agreed upon. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
A second teenager is detained after Monday's mass shooting at Milwaukee's Juneteenth celebration. Police are not releasing their names. One is 17 years old and the other is 19. They were injured along with four teenage girls. Police say a fight between the girls started the whole thing. All of the kids are expected to survive. Prosecutors aren't saying anything yet about criminal charges. Wisconsin's alcohol industry may be closer to some historic changes today. Brittany Merlot reports.
The state assembly is expected to vote to do away with the current three-tiered system and create a new state agency to regulate the industry. WisPolitics reports the bill has bipartisan support, but that the people who run wedding barns are pushing back. They don't want to have to get a liquor license if they hold more than six events a year. Another bill would change the way that the state funds technical colleges, moving them off the property tax and making them part of the state budget. Technical college leaders object. They say it would take away local control. Lawmakers will also vote on a new model for teaching literacy. Third graders who don't pass a reading assessment would have to take it again. I'm Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
Both major political parties will go after young voters next year. They've been breaking turnout records in recent elections. Jake Williams is with College Democrats of Wisconsin. He says that's because young voters are paying attention to what older officials are doing.
Whether we're talking about environmental pollution, whether we're talking about healthcare rights or human rights, regarding trans rights, youth are seeing kind of an assault across the board.
The Census Bureau says Americans aged 25 to 45 are the largest group in the population. Lane Whitten of the Wisconsin Federation of College Republicans says they can't be ignored.
Soon the 18 to 29 will outnumber the higher voter demographic. And so I think it's absolutely critical that the strategy is changed, that the youth vote is addressed.
Young voters in Wisconsin went with Democrats 7-3 in recent elections. Williams and Whitten spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. The carpenter who died in a construction accident at Lambeau Field last week is donating his organs. Joshua Shaw's mother tells WBAY-TV in Green Bay his gifts will save six other lives. I'm Terry Bell. It's 12:07.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Wildfire danger remains high for northern and southwestern Wisconsin this week. The DNR says that this year's fire season is outpacing last year so far, thanks in part to ongoing drought as well as dry and hot weather. In addition to the wildfire risk, the entire state is under an air quality advisory through Friday night due to unhealthy levels of ozone. The National Weather Service says conditions will stay hot and dry for at least a few more days. In La Crosse, a jury couldn't reach a verdict in the triple homicide trial of Nia Thal.
I know you've tried over the last 10 plus hours of deliberating over this. It sounds as if you're deadlocked, and so what we're going to do is go ahead and excuse you at this time.
Judge Elliot Levine declared a mistrial after the 12-person jury deadlock. The trial lasted for 7 days. Thal was one of two men accused of shooting and killing three people in July 2021 east of Holman over a dispute over money. La Crosse County DA Tim Granke said they will try the case again. The other man charged with the three murders, Cam Retenisak, is due in court in July. Both men are being held at the La Crosse County Jail on a $1 million cash bond. Roads used for agriculture in Wisconsin will see increased funding from the state. Today, Governor Tony Evers signed Senate Bill 247 into law, which will create the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program. Wisconsin Act 13 will support roads that wouldn't otherwise likely be targeted for state aid, such as roadways frequently used for farm operations. The bipartisan bill was authored by State Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green and had near unanimous support from the legislature and from state associations. And tonight is the unofficial start of Country Fest in Kadot. The event, which began in 1987 north of the village, kicks off with select performances tonight for ticket holders, with the main events happening the next 3 days, including headliners John Party, Dan and Shay, and the Zac Brown Band. After recent updates to the facilities, a record crowd is expected this year after nearly 100,000 people attended a year ago. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Temperatures are soaring high and hot, hot, hot today, spiking into the mid to upper 80s statewide, with some western towns tapping the low 90s. Winds out of the south are ushering in the heat, which honestly is perfect timing for the first official day of summer. Happy summer solstice, everyone! It's not only one of the warmest days of the week, but also the longest day of the year. Remember to stay hydrated and keep in mind that sugary and alcoholic beverages will aid in dehydrating you. Otherwise, hop in the water to cool down or stick to shaded areas as we will be under abundant sunshine today. An air quality alert remains in effect for the state until Friday night. This is due to the residual wildfire smoke interacting with the hot temperatures and pulling this down to the ground, creating unhealthy breathing conditions. Have a wonderful Wednesday and stay cool, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Brewers celebrate a comeback win. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing Monday night, the Brewers found themselves down 4-0 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. But then a double by the Brewers' William Contreras and a home run, finally, for Jesse Winker. Jeff Levering, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
And Winker to center. Deep. It is gone. Boy, I bet that felt good for Jesse Winker.
Well, it had that sound, didn't he?
It's Winker's first home run of the season. The Brewers scored four more in the seventh and went on to win 7-5 over the Diamondbacks. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, Jesse's had a tough go of it so far, and so you're... Everybody's rooting for that guy, you know, whoever it is. And so, yeah, absolutely. I think everybody was had the same probably... I mean, Jesse... was ultimately the happiest, but everybody had a big smile and a, you know, deep breath, and it's got to feel good.
A comeback. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. It contributed to a win. It was a big, made it a 4-3 game, so big, it was a big one.
Winker had been crushing the ball in batting practice this week, one hitting the scoreboard in center field, and just as I tweeted that story out, he hit the home run.
I tweeted out today.
Oh, boy. Oh, I mean, keep tweeting that. I'm going to be honest with you. I wake up every day thinking I'm going to hit a homer, but they just haven't been happening. I felt like the ball was coming off my bat hot in batting practice the past couple days, which is doesn't mean anything, but at least it's you feel cool about it. But yeah, it's a weird game.
Game three of the series this afternoon, the D-backs send their ace, Zach Gannon, against Julio Teheran. I asked the Diamondbacks manager, Torrey Lovello, what he thought of the Brewers' right-hander.
I know that I think he joined the Brewers a little bit late, but he's just a professional pitcher. He's going to hit his spots. He's going to change speed side to side. I know that he was pitching down in the DR this winter and having a lot of success. So we're not going to take anything for granted. We know he's going to come out here and try and catch us, and should be a good game. You know, it's a rubber match of the series, and we like our guy, too. Should be a good game.
So the two teams go for the series win 1-10 this afternoon at American Family Field. The Reds remain in first place in the NL Central. They won their 10th in a row with an 8-6 win over the Rockies. NFL Miami Dolphins star receiver Tyreek Hill is under investigation for assault and battery. The police report says that Hill slapped a Miami Marina employee on the back of the head. Now, the employee has not filed charges, but police are interviewing other witnesses. The NBA draft is tomorrow night. Milwaukee with just the final pick in the second round. Can the Bucks win another title with a first-time head coach in Adrian Griffin, John Horst?
The answer is to not talk about it, and he's just talked a ton about how we're going to put in the work. So I think day to day to put in the work, to focus on getting better every day, and to not talk about winning championships, but to do the right things to win it. And again, there's a ton of belief organizationally that Adrian's a guy to lead us in doing that.
That's Bucks GM John Horst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast.
Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 89. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight. Lows dip down to about 65. Highs level off around 89 tomorrow. Mainly clear skies. Temps a bit above average Friday and Saturday with highs from the mid-80s to the upper 80s. Thunderstorms possible both days. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 84.
Welcome one, welcome all. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio here on Civic Media. If you want to join in today's conversation, the number to call or text, 844-967-2789. What is the role of government when it comes to balancing our national defense and public health? What role does the government have in taking into consideration both arguments, national defense and public health, when it comes to projects like F-35 fighter jets coming to Madison's Truax Field? Should there be a lot of legwork going into those studies ahead of time? Should they bring them and then do the studies, as we're seeing unfold right now here in Madison? Want to know your thoughts? 844-967-2789. I got Aaron on the board this Wednesday afternoon. Aaron, how are we doing today?
Doing well. I took a nice break, got some food at Ancora Cafe.
There you go.
And had a breakfast burrito and some pancakes, and I have leftover pancakes, so I'm looking forward to that.
It's a big little brunch snack there for after wrapping up your morning gig, joining me here in the afternoon. So there you go. You'll have that for when we wrap up here at Town Call.
Yes. Yes, I will.
Nice. And yes, William Walter is absent again. We are marking attendance. I didn't know that Burning Man was this time of year. I thought it would be very hot in the desert, but Will off in the desert. Going to be back tomorrow. Going to be excited to be joined again by William Walter tomorrow afternoon for that edition of Town Call. But talking F-35 fighter jets here in Madison today. If you've got thoughts, we want to hear them. 844-967-2789. A piece over at the Wisconsin State Journal talking about, it's been about 2 months now. 2 months this upcoming Monday since the F-35 fighter jets arrived at Truax Field here for the 115th Airborne of the National Guard. And so over those last 2 months, if you've noticed, louder planes taking off or landing. I want to hear those stories, 844-967-2789, because over those 2 months, we have seen a lot of differing opinions come up on the. Aaron, have you heard the F-35s now that they're here in Madison?
Not that I'm aware of, but I also know.
Oh, if
that
you
I'm
heard them, you'd know. I'm pretty certain that if you heard them, you would know, because F-35s, a lot louder. Are you familiar with the F-16s? I know you're a relatively newer Madison resident, but the F-16s, they left this base back in October of last year. But were you at all, did you get a chance in your time here in Madison to see or hear the F-16s take off from Truax?
Not in Madison here. I've heard them elsewhere, like during air shows and things like that. So gotcha. I know they're pretty noisy, a little loud.
The F-16s, yeah, they were
just a touch.
They turn some heads when you would hear the F-16s here in Madison, and very standard on depending on what the airborne division was doing, they could be taking off and you'd hear them. And now the F-35s, pretty much a different scale of sound, if you ask me. And this piece over at the Wisconsin State Journal, written up by Lucas Robinson. How loud are those F-35s really? We're starting to get some numbers. And so there's a lot of contention about the environmental impact statements that went into
bringing the F-35s here to Madison before they arrived back at the end of April. And they came. The U.S. military brought the F-35s here, and it was against a lot of community opposition. But now we are seeing that through some of the monitoring that local organizations here in Madison, an organization called, but Safe Skies Clean Water Wisconsin is the organization that's doing some self-monitoring, according to this piece over at the Wisconsin State Journal, of what the decibel levels are in the vicinity around Truax Field. And Aaron, I'm not a scientist by any means, but I believe decibels, very similar to the earthquake magnitudes, those are logarithmic, I believe is how, logarithmic?
Yes, as far as I'm aware, they are. So 1 decibel at a higher, like once you get to 50, 1 decibel is more than 1 decibel when you're starting at 25. Or
right.
Like the
pressure. It's a scale, yeah. Right. And so like a magnitude of an earthquake, 7.1 is double 7.0, I believe. And so there's similar things when you get to the higher levels of decibel. And so when you're at 100 decibels, there's a big difference between 100 decibels and 105 decibels or 110 decibels. It gets to be a exponential scale. And the louder the decibels, the greater risk to public health.
Yes, and I could be wrong, but I remember reading recently that every 4 decibels is twice as loud perceived by the human ear.
Okay, and so very similar to the earthquake scale, the Richter scale for measuring earthquake magnitude, is when you all of a sudden start dealing with those numbers, a difference of 1 doesn't mean it's just 1 tick higher on the meter. It is exponentially greater. And so the U.S. Air Force, when bringing the F-35s to Madison, the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, considers 65 decibels to be incompatible with residential use, though not uninhabitable. So some semantics there around what 65 decibels means for a community. It's not ideal. It's incompatible, but it's not uninhabitable. And so that's 65 decibels. Aaron, care to guess what some of the decibel readers had for some of the F-35s flying over the Madison neighborhoods near Truax Field?
Well, I don't know what the F-16s were, but I'm going to make a guess that since we had them for so long, they were probably around or under that 65. I'm just going to make that assumption and then go with, let's say, I imagine they wouldn't have this article if they were not too loud. So I'm going to say 80, 85.
80, 85. Well, the F-16s, before they left Madison last October, Aaron, they clocked in the low 100s. So
okay, so we're probably right around there.
Well above the 65 that is incompatible with residential use, though not uninhabitable. 65 decibels. So the F-16s were already breaking that scale in the low 100s. A reading from Safe Skies Clean Water had the decibel reading on June 1st when an F-35 jet was overhead of 116 decibels. That's 116 decibels. That's how loud these F-35 jets are. And now, again, this was at street level. This could have taken in a passing car. It could have taken. It's not a perfect science. There's a lot of different noises. It's difficult in a uncontrolled environment like a residential neighborhood to know what's all contributing to that 116 decibels. But almost like that's nearing double the 65, and again, this is a logarithmic scale. It is exponentially greater, 116 versus the 65 decibels. But that is one of the readings that the community has had around these F-35s now. And so the question becomes is, okay, the F-35s are here now. What is the government going to do to mitigate that noise then? Because that is an extremely high level of noise when F-35s are taking over compared to F-16s. And so it's a very interesting question right now. It doesn't seem like the government, through the Department of Defense, the federal agency that is responsible for the F-35s, is going to do anything before winter of next year. Does that mean 18 months of unmitigated sound at 116 or in that ballpark decibels for the community surrounding Truax Field? Does that mean that there will be retrofitting of these buildings? Is it going to cause less investment in the vicinity surrounding Truax Field? How is it going to impact Madison? Those are all things that we have to be keeping an eye on and talking about. I want to hear your thoughts on it. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call. I'm Luke Mathers. No William Walter on this Wednesday afternoon. He's enjoying himself out in the desert, but got Aaron on the board, and you can join us on the phone lines. 844-967-2789. You can call or text. And we're going to be joined by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, coming up at 1230. So if you want to share your thoughts, we want to hear them. And Todd may have a differing opinion on this one than I, Aaron. Todd had the opportunity, was the first individual, I believe, to interview the general at the Air Force Base.
Yes, or that's correct.
National Guard Base.
Brigadier General David May.
Yes, and I continue to call it Air Force. My apologies. I know that it is the National Guard for the division there at Truax Field. Todd Alba, having that opportunity to interview, I'm going to get his opinion coming up at 12:30. But we want to hear your thoughts between now and then. 844-967-2789. You can also join Todd and I here on Town Call. If you've got suggestions for a topic that you would like to hear discussed here on Town Call, we have a new email that you can email Will and I and the show. towncall@civicmedia.us. We want to get those opinions for what you would like to hear discussions on. We had an excellent one on childcare yesterday. I want to thank again Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area for joining us. If you missed any aspect of yesterday's edition of Town Call, you can check out the podcast. Head over to Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Twitter, wherever you get your podcasts, and you can check out Town Call. You can follow us there on Twitter. Town Call WI is the handle. You can also like us on Facebook. And it's part of the brand new lineup that we have here at Civic Media, taking over for the new hometown lineup that we are offering weekdays, Monday through Friday. Up North News kicking off your mornings at 6 to 8 a.m. Aaron does a terrific job running the board for Pat there early in the mornings. And then here on WMDX and across several different stations, you can check your local programming between 8 to 10, including As Goes Wisconsin then from 10 to noon, Network News with Terry Bell at noon, Town Call here with us in the rest of the 12 o'clock hour following Terry Bell. And then we've got the Todd Alba Show at its brand new time, 1 to 3 p.m. across the state of Wisconsin. Matt Flynn Direct from 3 to 4, and the Devil's Advocates from 4 to 6, followed by the Maggie Dawn Show from 6 to 7. And it's a brand new lineup focused here on Wisconsin, but if you've got suggestions for what you would like to be heard and discussed during Town Call, that email again, just super simple, towncall@civicmedia.us. And Aaron, it seems like the F-35s, they're here to stay, but I'm interested to see when you're going to hear them for the first time then, because when you hear them, I think you're going to know it.
Yeah, I just looked up a little bit of research about the sound levels. It turns out I was wrong. It's not 4 decibels that doubles, it's 3, so it's even worse.
Okay, so it's even smaller range for what is the doubling of the sound.
Yes, and I could share more details in our next segment.
There we go. Appreciate it, Aaron. Well, we're going to be joined by Todd Alba, and you can join us on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. Stay tuned. You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media.
Summer, Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Amazon slapped with a lawsuit by the Federal Trade Commission. The FTC alleging the e-commerce giant used deceptive practices and patterns to get people to sign up for Prime. ABC's Mike Dubusky has details.
The agency says those patterns amounted to design choices made on the website. In one example the FTC gives, Amazon's checkout page shows multiple options by which to subscribe to Prime, with a less prominent way to check out normally. The suit also claims the company knowingly made the cancellation process for Prime more complicated.
The race to locate the missing submersible off the coast of Nova Scotia so far turning up nothing, even as military teams detect underwater noises. There's less than 24 hours of oxygen left for the five people on board, who set off Sunday to tour the Titanic wreckage. Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve chief, telling lawmakers on Capitol Hill inflation has moderated from last year's peaks, but he says it's still too high. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Wildfire danger remains high for northern and southwestern Wisconsin this week. The DNR says that this year's fire season is outpacing last year's so far, thanks in part to the ongoing drought as well as dry and hot weather. In addition to the wildfire risk, the entire state is under an air quality advisory through Friday night due to unhealthy levels of ozone. The National Weather Service says conditions will stay hot and dry for at least a few more days. Roads used for agriculture in Wisconsin will see increased funding from the state. Today, Governor Tony Evers signed Senate Bill 247 into law, which will create the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program. Wisconsin Act 13 will support roads that wouldn't otherwise likely be targeted for state aid, such as roadways frequently used for farm operations. The bipartisan bill was authored by State Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green and had near unanimous support from the legislature and from various state associations. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All I can see are blurs of red and yellow.
Welcome back to Town Call. I'm Luke Mathers, no William Walter on this Wednesday afternoon. He will be back with us tomorrow, but I am now joined in studio by host of the Todd Alba Show, Mr. Alba himself. Todd, I would be beside myself. I'm a Mr. I don't have the best mindset when it comes to driving these days. It's a very difficult thing to do with all of the construction patterns and everything. Yeah. Kelsey worries about my blood pressure when I'm driving because I... it's a good thing the FCC is not listening then, but you, sir, surviving the road and making it in here into the studio.
I'm here. I'm accounted for. I was a side swipe by a Lyft driver on the way in.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, everyone's fine. It was a fairly minor scrape or whatever on the side of the door.
Well, you get it looked at and you'll find out.
I'll get it looked at. I'll get it appraised. Yeah. The same people that do my truck do my facelift work. So, I mean, for what it's worth.
One-stop shop. That's an excellent body shop if you can find one like that.
Ball Body Shop. Great place out in Middleton, by the way. I'm serious. They've done work for me before. Give them a shout out.
There you go. Appreciate you joining me here.
Always great to be here.
Folks, if you want to join Todd and I and Aaron on the air, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. That's 844-96-PARTY. Talking F-35s, the new fighter jets here in Madison, based at Truax Field. And Todd, you got a chance to, as the F-35s were unveiled, when they got rolled out, you were one of the first individuals to interview the Brigadier General for the National Guard.
Yeah, General May, a great guy, very hospitable, hosted our entire show out there one morning out at Truax Field, and really interesting. I had a chance to talk to him, had a chance to talk about the with the people, the ground crew that get the aircraft ready, and then one of the pilots, one of the first female pilots to pilot an F-35 in the United States. Super cool. So, I appreciate the fact that there are different opinions. That's as it should be. And appreciate the fact that we have a chance to talk about them in places like this, Town Call, which we should. As someone who was working for former Congressman Scott Klug in the 90s, you know, I've been dealing with this issue on one side or the other since 1995. And at that time, there were the F-16s.
Right.
And I grew up in Southwest Wisconsin, and they train. They go out. You know, it doesn't take very long to get from Madison 60 miles to the Northwest when you're going the speed they are.
Yeah.
And so they train them.
Seconds, probably. Yeah. I would assume. I've never gotten behind
maybe
the wheel
a minute.
One of those.
I don't know.
Well, but it's still seconds, 60 seconds.
True. And you say you can't do math on the radio, Luke. Come
That's
on.
That's a simple
now.
One. I learned Come that one a long on time now. Ago. That one's ingrained.
But they have to, you know, out in the driftless area in Southwest Wisconsin, they kind of fly lower to go to mimic the a potential wartime terrain in different parts of the world. And so a lot of folks in the dairy industry in particular or a livestock industry were concerned about, you know, disrupting cattle and that sort of thing. So I've been someone who's worked on the military, not worked, but worked with, listened to the military side of this.
Military
worked
affairs.
The civilian side as well. So I get that it can be a very divisive issue. At the end of the day, where I come down is, in order to keep our country with a strong defense, aircraft have to train and be based somewhere. And I think that most recently here this spring, we had the unidentified flying object over Lake Huron. It was the F-16s from Wisconsin that got scrambled. I don't know whether it was a balloon, an unidentified object, or a Russian, whatever. The point is that we have equipment in the state of Wisconsin to keep us safe. And so I got no problem with it.
Yeah. And I believe that, hence the question, how does the government balance public health and national defense? Because I completely agree that there is a need for these types of aircrafts to be in our arsenal. Mm. They are nuclear capable, if for heaven forbid that it would ever happen, but an F-35 would be the vehicle that nuclear weapons would be deployed on. And so, I believe.
I
was told they were nuclear capable. I guess I don't
Maybe
know
they're nuclear capable.
Fully what that
I think I can say
program.
With fair confidence there are no nuclear warheads based at Truax Field in Madison.
No. These are just the training grounds for something like that to be deployed.
Maybe.
But so there is a need for it in national defense, but at the same time, that has to be balanced with the community where these vehicles are located. Because it is not just livestock, it is community members, it is schools, it is people living in the residential neighborhoods surrounding Truax Field that are going to deal with the sound levels of these jets taking off and landing. Mm-hmm. And so the question to me is, why would there not be, I guess, further studying or a more concrete analysis of sound that everybody could have consensus behind? And I know it's hard to get consensus, but the difference between the FAA saying that 65 decibels is incompatible for residential, and then we're seeing, and it's not a perfect science, but a potential reading of 116 decibels with these new F-35s, it's a pretty large difference. And I feel like there could have been more done before, because the government's going to be studying now. Now that they're here, they're being studied. The Department of Defense is going to be doing sound mitigation efforts between now and the winter of 2024. Mm-hmm. But that's a long time for the individuals living in the vicinities surrounding Truax Field right now.
I also would like to provide, that's a perfect opportunity to talk about the exact number difference.
Oh, here's the numbers.
Aaron's doing the work that I can't do, the science behind it.
This is not new information. We haven't just learned how to measure decibels, and F-35s have existed for a long time. Mm-hmm. According to an article published in February 2016 in the Argus Leader, which is a part of the USA Today network, they had previously quoted the numbers of the SPL, or sound pressure level, volume of F-16s at 1,000 feet during takeoff at 98 decibels, and F-35s tested in the same conditions, 1,000 feet during takeoff, were at 115. So it seems like these measurements we have now are pretty accurate. And considering how loud they are, you wouldn't think that 17 decibels would be that much, would it? However,
tell us, Aaron.
Look at that, the little setup for yourself, Aaron. What is?
As we said earlier, every 3 decibels is a doubling in SPL, or perceived volume. So it's 113 decibels is 32 times as much as 98. And so
exponentially greater.
115, yeah, which is still not quite as loud as this, is 50 times as loud, over 50 times as loud as 98 decibels. So these are potentially 50 times louder than F-16s.
Yeah, and then the Air Force environmental impact found that the presence of F-35s will increase takeoffs from Truax Field by 27%, according to the piece over at the Wisconsin State Journal, and expose more than 1,000 homes to average daily noise of 65 decibels or more. And so if that's the cutoff, if 65 is the cutoff, and we're getting clocked in a whole lot higher than that, that's just my concern, is the 18-month procedure between when they arrived 2 months ago and 14 months from now, the winter of 2024, when we will actually have the funds to mitigate the sound that's surrounding them. Folks, we want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789 on the F-35 jets here in Madison. Do you believe it is an adequate exchange for the public health risks because it bolsters our national defense? Do you have other thoughts? We want to hear them. 844-967-2789. And Todd, like you've pointed out, you've worked on this issue for a very long time. And I understand that the process for these resources could be a very long process. Why, knowing that, why wouldn't there be a little bit of, pressure to deliver those mitigation results and in a quicker amount of time? Mm-hmm. Because 18 months is a very long way for the, say, first graders that are in schools near Truax Field to have to listen to that noise, or to be exposed to that noise level now while they're learning.
I mean, I glanced or read part of this article before I got on the air just because it's been a crazy day for me moving. So let me preface this by saying, yeah, I have not read the entire article.
Yeah.
And I trust Mr. Zahmer's work. I would say a couple of things. Having worked on the government/military side of it and having interviewed General May, the current commander at Truax Field, there was an extensive, months if not years, of public input period and negotiation between the civilian side, the municipality of the city of Madison, Dane County, and the military on this. So there was a lot of study on this, and there was a lot of debating or talking back and forth, an open public comment period. So
in that vein, the piece points out that the Dane County Regional Airport is completing its noise compatibility program, which will conclude what the airport can do for land that's impacted by noise on June 27th, next week, Tuesday. The public may give feedback on the airport's noise study. An open house is going to be held in the airport lobby, the Dane County Regional Airport lobby, between terminal doors 1 and 2, between 5:30 and 7:30 next Tuesday evening, June 27th. So on that, and that
great thing to
same
go to.
Vein. Yeah.
And so I think the military has, I know they've continued to reach out. The government's continued to reach out. That's number one, I would say. Number two, Dane County is also finishing up an expansion right now. They're adding flights. They put in a new terminal. We want more transportation. And so my question would be, and I'm not questioning anyone in particular, just the question at large is, are these decibel readings truly a result of just the F-35s, or is this the increased air traffic, commercial air traffic, in addition to the military air traffic? That'd be number two. Mm-hmm. Number three, this study is conducted by someone who is, or a group that is anti-F-35. I think if you want to actually get the proper readings, you bring someone who is an agreed upon arbiter, or someone who's not on either side.
Right.
Who's a scientist who's going to measure this, who's going to say, we don't have a dog in this fight. We just want to have accurate information. Again, I'm not questioning the numbers necessarily of this group. I'm just saying it's hard to have a debate when, you know, a person who brings a bias to this is saying these are the numbers. So I think that's whatever number I'm on. The final thing I'll say, and I know this is controversial, is if you don't like the noise, don't live by the airport. And I know there's a side of this as well. That's where low income housing is. That's where affordable housing at. You know, look, I mean, I don't live in a great part of town. I'll be honest. You know, but you know, there's shootings that go on where I live right now. Part of the reason I'm moving. But you know, you make a decision. The airport's been there, you know, for forever, not forever, but for a long time. And I'm just like, look, if you don't like it, don't live out by the airport. The airplanes are going to be there. And if you think that you're not going to have air traffic, then, you know, don't live there.
So what about the 1,000 homes? If the study is correct from the Air Force, that 1,000 homes are going to be susceptible to average... Peak. Let me look at the specific thing.
Let me put it this way, Luke. You live. You could say over to municipality.
I live in Sunny.
Sunny Prairie. So you live in Sunny Prairie. I don't know where you live. Well, actually, I kind of do know where I live. But let's say let's say a person buys a lot or builds a home or buys a home, and there's a field behind them. Mm-hmm. And if I was going to buy there, I would say, okay, what's that zoned? What could potentially go in there? Could it be a mall? Could it be a multifamily housing? Could it be a golf course?
But this isn't one home. Then, this isn't one home. I know, but just listen.
Hear me out. Hear me out. And so I say, well, what could be there in the future? Because there's nothing there now. And it's my responsibility when I buy or rent to know what could potentially go into me. So if they put a golf course in 5 years and I have golf balls flying in my yard and I'm ticked off about it, that's on me. I can't believe that there's very many people left around the Dane County Airport or Truax who bought homes before the airport was built. If you know that there's an airport next to you, you have to be responsible and say, you know what? They could have more planes. Things could happen.
On the other side of that coin, if individuals running the vehicles, the jets, the what's taking off from their airport is telling you that the decibels are at this level, but really the reports are that they're much, much higher than that, there is some onus there where there needs to be accountability. If the organizations and the agencies in charge are giving improper or insufficient evidence of what the true effects of that sound are going to be, some members of the community may be like, oh, well, yeah, I just hear louder planes taking off every now and then, but they don't know the health risks that come with that because they're being told that it's okay, they're at this level, but truly they're coming in exponentially higher.
If the military gave out or provided information that isn't accurate, they should absolutely be held accountable for that, and something has to happen. I don't know that that's been proved yet.
I'm not saying that that's the case. I'm saying that if there's not consensus behind what the true levels of these jets are, there could be the possibility that the levels are much lower than what...
As a priest in Minnesota once said when talking about, you know, condoms, if you didn't want to go to Minneapolis, why'd you get on the train? You know, I mean, if you didn't expect something to happen, why'd you do it? If you're going to live next to an airport, it might be loud. I'm sorry.
Folks, you're listening to Town Call. I'm joined by Todd Alba. You can join us on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite, and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 89 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 65 tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear again tomorrow, high of 89. Temperatures above average Friday and Saturday with highs from the mid-80s to the upper 80s. Storms both days. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 84.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
You can't cut me loose until you show me. Welcome back to Town Call. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. If you want to join in the conversation, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. I'm joined in studio by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, that you can catch coming up quick here, 1 to 3 every weekday across the Civic Media Network. And we're discussing, along with Aaron on the board, F-35s, the fighter jets that are about 2 months now old at Truax Field. They arrived in late April, and discussing how the government should balance and what kind of information we need to be receiving from something as pretty drastic change, in my opinion, from what the F-16s were here in Madison before the F-35s arrived, those F-16s leaving last October. We've had a number of different points, but Aaron, you wanted to mention something as we kicked off this segment.
Yes, I have a couple quick points to make, and the points that I'm trying to make, I'm not trying to argue for or against the presence of F-35s. What I am arguing is that we already have and have had the information needed to make an educated decision on this for a long time. So, that article I mentioned earlier in 2016 that said that the F-35s were 50 times louder than F-16s, the military knows this. They've been doing research on their own weapons. They don't make a weapon without knowing what it does. And the sound of a jet, I feel like, is part of that. And so we already know the environmental impact it would have. There's also been plenty of research by various organizations on the impact of things like light, noise, earth pollution. So we shouldn't need 18 months to figure out what it's going to do here, because we already know what it does in general. And also, as far as the open period to talk with the military, I feel like that shouldn't be the only measure taken, because the average person does not know that 3 decibels is double the volume. They just know, oh, it's going to be louder. Okay. And they don't know to even go and talk about that and say, hey, this isn't going to be safe, because they don't know. But the military or whoever else is involved with this does have that information. And if they don't, then whoever is in charge is doing them a disservice.
I think that, I don't live over there, but I have actively been involved in this issue since the early 2000s.
Have you heard, I asked Aaron this earlier, but it was before we had you jump on. Have you heard the F-35s?
I think they're cool.
You think they're cool, and you've heard them.
I have not stood out at Truax while they've taken off. I'm assuming.
No, but when they're out, you can hear them.
Last week I saw one fly over. I'm assuming it was one of them.
So maybe
it was either that or one of them, because according to General David May, what was it, Aaron, a month and a half ago when we were out there, 2 months maybe, they're getting them at intervals. So there's the first 20
arrived on April 26th.
But my point is, what we're hearing in the sky, unless we can identify it from sight, we don't know whether it's one of the older outgoing F-16s or one of the newer F-35s.
Right. Oh, my understanding is the F-16s were gone as of last October.
No.
Okay.
I can confirm that, in fact, from General Mave from the interview there. There is going to be a gradual transfer.
Okay.
So we have...
Currently there's a mix of F-35s and F-16s.
As of a month and a half ago.
Gotcha.
And so I can't remember, Aaron, I think he said it was, if memory serves, although, don't quote me on this, with everything going on in my life right now, I think it was going to be like this summer.
Okay.
At some point when the full transfer was transitioned over, but I don't know what that date is.
Still a decent amount of time from the winter of 2024 when those dollars from the Department of Defense are going to come, and roughly about $5 million almost, only though. Right. For communities like Burlington, Vermont, which is the one of the other communities about the same size as Madison that received F-35s at a base near Burlington, Vermont.
To go back to Aaron's point real quick, I spent since the early 2000s since I was directly involved in this, mm-hmm. but I know at the time, and I believe, and when this was all going on, whatever, several months or a year ago, you turned on the nightly news, your radio, and newspaper. I mean, this was in the news all the time, and I believe they still give out mail postcards to every single person in a certain radius of the airport. I mean, the point is, if you live next to Truax or that community, if you don't know when these meetings are, these public input meetings are, I mean, holy cow, it's hard for me to believe you're paying attention, because they do an awful lot of work to get the word out, and they have several at different times of days, different hours of the day, so that everybody's able to come for these public comment periods and ask questions.
And not living in that area, that is something I was not aware of. So that's good that they really make sure people are aware.
They are. And again, I don't disagree that if I didn't live there, there might not be a time that I'm not annoyed. I'm not disagreeing that high sound levels are unhealthy. But again, I mean, we're putting this mass, and I'm fine with it, the rapid transit bus thing right now. But this city is tore up in Madison from one sector to another. You drive by some of this stuff, it is loud as heck. I mean, talk about noise pollution right now. So I mean, it's not just, F-35s that are causing noise pollution in our communities. There's a lot of things that are causing noise pollution. There's a lot of things going on
right now. Well, I don't know if you know this, Todd, but over the last decade, Dane County added about 50,000 residents. We got to get prepared for more people coming here. And
to General May's point, Aaron, if you can remember, he gave us the number of good-paying, high-quality jobs that aren't just military but civilian jobs that Truax Field and F-35s, it's going to be responsible for millions of dollars of economic benefit to the greater South Central and Dane County area with the F-35s based in Madison.
Yeah, I don't remember the number either, but I do remember being impressed.
The Cap Times reported about $100 million, around $100 million to the region's economy and supporting 1,650 jobs. So which I'm not saying, again, the whole point of the conversation was to talk about how do we balance this, and what I'll get back to is I believe there needs to be better tiers for how these studies are being done, because monitoring at 65 or above when it comes to decibels
is that the
quote from
65
the,
or more
the U.S. Air Force's environmental impact study, 65 or more, that's a really nice catch-all.
If
you're basing I don't know the best comparison, but it's acting like the speed limit is most of the time is
25
like
or more.
25 or more. It's like, yeah, but it ranges from different areas. You can't go 25 or more everywhere just because most of the time you're in your car, you drive at 25 or more. And so it's still important when you're in a residential area to be at 25, or in a lot of residential areas around Madison, adopt an even slower one of 20 miles per hour. And so having a tier of the environmental impact study of different decibel levels, again, because there is such a large difference when you're jumping from 65 to 100 to 115 of what that means for the impact of noise pollution, I think that there needs to be a little bit better breakdown of when, as you noted, it's not all the time. It's not necessarily just a takeoff. It's not like there's a school 100 yards away from the back end of the jet, but we need to have an honest conversation about where these numbers are coming from and what it means for the community. Folks, you've been listening to Town Call. Really appreciate Todd Alba.
We're done already? Oh my God.
It flies by, man.
See, it's just like sitting having a coffee or a beverage with a friend. I mean, this is fantastic. This is what Town Call is all about. Call in, folks.
If you've got a suggestion for what you'd like to hear us talk about here on Town Call, send us an email, towncall@civicmedia.us. We'll take those suggestions. Going to be excited to be joined by William Walter again tomorrow. He'll be back from the desert and going to have a conversation with Annalise Eicher, Dane County Board supervisor and all-around excellent human. She's going to be joining Will and I for the conversation tomorrow.
What do you say in the desert? Like Matt Flynn in the desert at the poker table, or like in the desert in the desert?
Burning Man, I think. No, I'm just kidding. He's at a conference in Vegas. I've just been saying he's lost in the
Burning
desert.
Man,
he's folks, Burning Man. If you've missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow at 12:15. Talk to you then.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay.